Pediatricians are trained to treat the specific needs of infants, children, and teens. Today we meet one such specialist who, because of his contribution to the field of pediatric medicine, has been given a national honor.
Well, if he does not deserve it, I don't know which other candidate you would find that deserves it. He's the very best doctor, I'll say pediatrician, I've ever met. You see, when you have a doctor that gives that kind of care, it is hard to say any bad thing about them. There's nobody else like him, man.
Centen resident Sophia Rose. And who is she talking about? Her daughter's pediatrician, Dr. Horace Findlay-Benton. Miss Rose has held Dr. Benton in high regard since the day her daughter was born, May 18, 2001. She recalls giving birth minutes after 2 p.m. at the Sentence Bay Hospital, where hours after, her baby fell ill.
She started vomiting at 5 o'clock in the evening. When she started vomiting, I went back to tell the nurses. Everybody ignored me. So somebody called him and tell him he came to look for my daughter the evening. At that time, all of the doctors was there and everybody wanted to airlift her to Kingston because they were saying that what is to go down is not going down and what is to come up is going down. I don't know what that means. No, Dr. Benton took her in his care and he started giving her IV and such. She was admitted for a week.
The child is now 13 years old, and Miss Rose strongly believes that had it not been for Dr. Benton and his expertise, perhaps her daughter would not be alive today. So, now that we've heard Miss Rose's story, let's meet the man himself, Dr. Horace Benton.
I feel I have a calling for pediatrics, and the relationship I have with the children who come to my practice is just outstanding. The parents always complain they can't drive fast because the children are screaming, "We want to stop, we want to stop."
Dr. Benton, who is semi-retired, served at the Sentence Bay Hospital for a number of years. He still cherishes those moments.
I really enjoyed working on the wards because you see the children coming in desperately ill, and in 2 or 3 days to see them running up and down the ward, they never ever tell you thanks. What they do is they just come and hold on to your hand. And that used to thrill me.
Dr. Horace Benton has been made a member of the Order of Distinction in the rank of Commander. This to him is a great achievement, as he is not only being recognized for his contribution to the field of pediatric medicine, but also for community service.
I am very honored to receive this award. Very, very honored. I wasn't expecting anything like this, and I'm truly honored and thankful for it.
2014 National Honoree, Dr. Horace Findlay-Benton.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track Team. And me have a message for anybody who are planning to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Plus GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
Ready, set, go, Jamaica! Get your track shoes on for the Child Development Agency's Jamaica Fit for Children 5K Run Walk and Pushcart Derby, Sunday, October 19, on Knutsford Boulevard. Participate to help build Jamaica's first residential therapeutic center for children experiencing emotional trauma. Warm-up time, 6:30 a.m. Race time, 7 a.m. Registration, $1,000. Call 874-2705. Come get fit and support our children. Fit for Children, Fit for Children.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.